What's going on? Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It is heard live every day from noon to 3 on WBT Radio in Charlotte. And if you want exclusive content, like invitations to events, the weekly live stream, my daily show prep with all the links, become a patron, go to thepetecallinershow.com. Make sure you hit the subscribe button, get every episode for free, right to your smartphone or tablet. And again, thank you so much for your support. In case you had not heard, O.J. Simpson is dead. O.J. Simpson died, according to a post by his family on Twitter. He was 76 years old. In honor of O.J. Simpson, I present to you this tribute. It's a compilation of all of the commentary of the late Norm MacDonald on this.
According to retailers, the most popular Halloween mask this year is O.J. Simpson. And the most popular Halloween greeting is, I'll kill you and that guy who's bringing over your glasses, or treat. And the Pope came out with a book this week, which contains a series of essays examining faith and morality in today's secular world and the changing role of the Catholic Church as it approaches the 21st century. The book is entitled, God Himself Told Me That O.J. Is Guilty. In other book news, Prince Charles released an autobiography in which he states that he never loved Princess Di and that his father pressured him to marry her. The book is entitled, Of Course O.J. Did It. I mean, come on. In his book, O.J. Simpson says that he would have taken a bullet or stood in front of a train for Nicole. Man, I'm going to tell you, that is some bad luck when the one guy who would have died for you kills you. That's probably... You don't get worse luck than that. And O.J. announced this week that he's coming out with a new book called I Want to Tell You. And if it's successful, O.J. will work on yet another book entitled From Football to Prison, My 25 Years of Showering with Other Men. And finally, in honor of the 50th anniversary of their first publication, Random House will be releasing special commemorative issues of many Dr. Seuss classics. The first to hit the bookshelves will be Green Eggs and Ham and O.J. is Guilty. Judge Ito was interviewed this week by a local TV station in Los Angeles, asked by the interviewer if it was appropriate for a supposedly impartial judge to be on TV with his case still pending. Ito said, maybe not, but how appropriate is it to kill your ex-wife? It was revealed today that O.J. Simpson told police that Nicole Brown Simpson used to beat him up. He also claimed that she and Ron Goldman killed him. O.J. Simpson's lawyers have decided to skip hearings on DNA evidence and go right to trial. Asked why they did this, the lawyers replied, we want to get O.J. acquitted as speedily as possible so he can get back to doing what he does best, killing people. Well, let's get to O.J. O.J. Simpson's lawyers say they don't want the families of Nicole Brown and Ronald Goldman in the courtroom during the trial. They're afraid the presence of the family members will just remind O.J. of how much more killing he still has to do. Well, O.J. Simpson's lawyers stopped feuding this week, finally. The Dream Team, F. Lee Bailey and Robert Shapiro, were able to put aside their differences and express their admiration for each other after O.J. threatened to cut their heads off. According to the National Transportation Safety Board, sleepy truckers are responsible for 1,000 deaths a year. In second place, O.J. Simpson at 2 deaths a year. It was revealed this week that defense lawyer Johnny Cochran once abused his first wife. In his defense, Cochran said, hey, at least I didn't kill her like some people I know. Tomorrow, Judge Lance Ito will take OJ and the jury on a tour of the now famous crime scene. For the jury, it will be their first look at the actual location. Of course, for OJ, it will be just a case of been there, done that. Judge Lance Ito was happy with the jurors' field trip to the crime scene last week. It went off without a hitch, said Ito. Not one murder. OJ's pal Al Cowlings now has a 1-900 number. For $2.99 a minute, Cowlings will tell callers that OJ is innocent. And for $3.99 a minute, he'll try to do it without laughing. And this week, Simpson defense lawyers questioned witnesses about a half-melted container of ice cream found at the murder site. The Simpson defense has seized upon the ice cream for two reasons. One, it may help fix the time of the murders. And two, it was the only thing in the murder scene without any of OJ's blood on it. To illustrate the point that their client is running out of money to defend himself, OJ Simpson's lawyer said this week that if he had to do it over again, after killing his victims, OJ would now rob them as well. That one you find troubling? We went. Was OJ Simpson high on speed the night of the murders? Absolutely not, said defense attorney Johnny Cochran today. And a simple test of any of OJ's blood found at the crime scene will prove it. And O.J. pal Al Cowling said this week that in looking for the truth in the O.J. Simpson case, he sometimes talks to a picture of Nicole Brown Simpson, something that in the past would have gotten him killed by O.J. F. Lee Bailey said this week that if the defense only knew what Ron Goldman's last words were, they might be able to find the real killer. You know, if you ask me, Goldman's last words were probably, hey, you're O.J. Simpson. Oh no, OJ has struck again. How about that?
Because there is a headline that says, Fifth OJ Juror Axed. Yeah.
And in court this week, Cato Kalin testified that OJ Simpson did not appear angry before or after the period of his wife's murder. But Kalin admitted he could have been a touch edgy while he was actually murdering her. Might have been a. Hertz Rental Car Company announced this week that it will buy 520,000 vehicles, increasing its worldwide fleet 24%. In addition, they will try to find a new spokesman who won't kill his ex-wife. This week at the O.J. Simpson trial, the infamous bloody glove was finally introduced into evidence, and O.J. didn't help his case any by blurting out, "There it is, I've been looking all over for that thing." And a new shocker in the O.J. Simpson trial. This afternoon, Judge Lance Ito dismissed yet another juror, a 45-year-old African-American male, for failing to tell the court that he had once worked for Hertz Rent-A-Car and that he had once held Nicole Brown Simpson's glasses while O.J. killed her. Dismissed Simpson juror Jeanette Harris revealed in interviews this week that the jury is torn by dissension and is already divided into two camps, those who think he is guilty and those who are really, really stupid. A bad week for the prosecution of the O.J. Simpson trial. Under intense cross-examination by defense lawyer Barry Scheck, LAPD crime expert Dennis Fung admitted that he may have contaminated the crime scene when he accidentally dropped a big bucket full of OJ's DNA. Our top story tonight, this week in the OJ Simpson trial. After grisly photos of the murdered Nicole Brown Simpson were shown in court, OJ turned his head away and wept. It was at that moment that he realized he would never be able to kill her again. Well, in a questionable move by the defense team this week, O.J. Simpson demonstrated how to stab two people at the same time. Remember 12 Angry Men, the classic courtroom drama? Well, the first film about the O.J. Simpson case is in the works. It's entitled 9 Angry Black People, 2 Scared Asians, and a White Guy Who Hasn't Spoken Since Rosa Lopez. Testimony during the final week provided some spellbinding moments. In a brilliant move during closing arguments, Simpson attorney Johnny Cochran put on the knit cap prosecutors say O.J. wore the night he committed the murders. Although O.J. may have hurt his case when he suddenly blurted out, "Hey, hey, easy with that. That's my lucky stabbing hat." Well, the trial of the century is over. Late yesterday, the fate of O.J. Simpson, the most famous murder suspect in United States history, was placed in the hands of the jurors. They must now decide whether to free him or get all their heads cut off.
All right, so that's a compilation from Norm Macdonald on Saturday Night Live's Weekend Update, all during the O.J. Simpson trial and from his arrest all the way through the trial. And, of course, he was found not guilty. Norm had some thoughts on that, too. Just in honor of the late O.J. Simpson and the passing of this legend, I feel like it's only fitting that we pay homage with another late great, Norm Macdonald. Okay, if you're listening to this podcast, you are obviously paying attention to the world around us. You also have really great taste, I might add. But if you haven't started getting prepared for various emergencies, I gotta ask, what are you waiting for? Please call my friends Bill and Jan at Carolina Readiness Supply, and they'll help get you started. If you have no idea how to start, they can help you. If you're an experienced prepper, they can help you too. Being prepared is just smart. We've already established that you're smart. I mean, you listen to this podcast after all. So let's put those smarts into action. Go to CarolinaReadiness.com. That's CarolinaReadiness.com or call them at 828-226-7239. Carolina Readiness Supply has 2,000 square feet of supplies as well as educational materials that you're going to need for any kind of emergency. Veteran-owned Carolina Readiness Supply. Will you be ready when the lights go out? The year was 1994. I was in Rock Hill, South Carolina, attending Winthrop University. Then the trial of the century, the O.J. Simpson trial, through 1995, October 3rd, 1995. 150 million people tune in to see O.J. Simpson acquitted on the double murder trial, charges, of Nicole Simpson, his estranged wife, and a guy who worked at a restaurant who came by to drop off her sunglasses that she had left at the restaurant. And to finish it off, here's Norm Macdonald on the verdict there.
Well, it is finally official. Murder is legal in the state of California. A down-and-out O.J. Simpson, depressed that all of his money-making ideas have failed, has decided to go back to doing what he does best, killing people.
All right, so Norm Macdonald, by the way, it's an entire compilation. There's more of it, too. He did a little stand-up bit on it as well. And he got a lot of grief for it at the time. And people think that's why he got fired from Saturday Night Live, because he made it such a point. Here's the thing. We now expect DNA in all of these types of murder trials. This case, the O.J. case, not only was it about fame and money and people loving their sports heroes more than the law, right? It was about the DNA being a new form of evidence, and it was beyond the grasp of the jurors. That was one of the theories, that it was beyond the grasp of the jurors. But the DNA evidence stuff, now we demand it. Now it's expected. It's like, if you don't have DNA, like, what are you even here for? But back then, it was a new kind of thing, and they had to kind of explain it. Like, do we really know this is accurate and all of that? Yeah. And by the way, as the philosopher Chris Rock pointed out, I'm not sure anybody ever got their O.J. prizes after his acquittal. And We will never find out then who did it, because there wasn't anybody else searching for the real killer except O.J. Simpson on every public golf course. He was the only one looking for the real killers. So we'll never find out. Cannot believe that people think that I was somehow attacking O.J. Simpson in all of that. That was clearly Norm MacDonald doing the weekend update. That wasn't me. Okay, but fine. Like, look, if I'm going to go down for something, it's going to be for, calling O.J. Simpson a killer. Yes, absolutely. I'm fine with that. You know who else was fine with that? Was Norm MacDonald. he was fine with that, too. Not everybody was happy to hear me go over this. David says he can't believe that I played all of it. Still going. Unbelievable. So David did not. He did not appreciate hearing the tribute to O.J. Simpson and reliving the TikTok of the coverage of the O.J. Simpson trial. That's I don't know. I mean, if you lived it and you remember these news stories and the developments, like, it took you right back. You know, it brought you right back to the moment. Mark thought it was funny. Mark says funny stuff. So it makes it all worthwhile. The other thing is, by the way, just a heads up, when people tell me that, like, oh, I hate this, why are you talking about this topic? And I know this about myself, I have self-awareness on this, is that it makes me want to do more of it. You know, I have that. Because I was actually going to move on. I've got all this stuff on, like, Gaza, and I've got this stuff on immigration. Oh, I do have audio of Senator John Kennedy. I have all of the audio from Sheriff Gary McFadden, who's very, very mad. He's playing more race cards. Not sure if he must have a full deck of race cards, just 52 of them, just bam, 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 just laying them down. But now I feel like I just want to keep going on the OG. But I will say this, too, and I just, Adventure Nero on Twitter said, never forget the worst thing that OJ did was introduce the world to the Kardashians. I mean, I don't know if it's the worst thing. I think probably the murdering was the worst thing. But yes, it was OJ Simpson and his lawyer. What was his name? Robert Kardashian, I think, was the played by Ross from Friends in the in the docuseries or whatever it was. David Schwimmer played Kardashian, who died, and it was his daughter and his late his widow, Kris Kardashian, right, who then married Bruce Jenner. But the Kardashian girls, like, those were all Kim Kardashian and, what, I don't remember all the other names, but Khloe is one of them, I think, and there's a Courtney. There you go. See that? I remember their names, and they got there were others. I don't know all of the others, but the launch of reality TV, this traces right back to the O.J. Simpson trial as well. This is from the Hollywood Reporter. The O.J. Simpson trial taught Hollywood that cheap programming could deliver huge ratings and profitability, both for cable and broadcast networks, and gave rise to an explosion in reality TV that relied far less on actors, writers, costly sets, and other production elements. I was driving in to the studio and today, and the news broke of O.J. Simpson's death just before I got on the road to come into work. I actually saw it on Twitter and I sent it out to the staff, and then I got in the car and I made my way into work here, and driving in, I was kind of scanning around, and I caught WFNZ, our sister station, and they were talking about it. Because there was the crossover into sports, obviously. But it was, I mean, even if he wasn't this, well, if he wasn't the star running back, it never would have been the story it was. So you can't take the sports component out of it. There were way more people that were interested in the story. But Jeff Reichert made the point that that it basically launched, or maybe it was Colin, I forget, but they said it basically created Court TV, right? I mean, this was wall-to-wall court proceeding that drew massive ratings. And, you know, up until that point, this had not been seen. This kind of coverage had not been seen. And then, yeah, you end up with Court TV, which now I think is called True TV or something, because they do more than just, you know, court cases and all. And while he was acquitted, because that trial became whatever it was supposed to be, it was not, right? It was supposed to be about the evidence and whether or not the state had proven beyond a reasonable doubt that he killed Simpson and Goldman. And you look at the evidence, and it is clear that he did. The evidence is beyond a reasonable doubt. But the jurors decided that case based on other factors, right? This was in the wake of the riots, the LA riots, Rodney King, right? All of that was in the air at the time. That was all in the back. That was all in the backdrop. He was then, you'll recall, he got busted for the sports memorabilia theft. Remember, he had the civil case against him. There was a civil ruling where he had to pay like $33 million to the Goldman family. He then gets arrested. This would have been like mid-2000s in Las Vegas, where he and a bunch of his friends, they all get some guns and they attempt to, you know, take back some sports memorabilia that he believed was his and that was stolen. He went to jail for that because, you know, robbery, gunpoint, like that's generally frowned upon. And there were a lot of people who said that he was punished more severely in that case because he got acquitted in the murder trial, right? He did 9 years in prison. He got out and then launched a Twitter account where, true story, Norm MacDonald tweeted at him a couple times. So there you go. I've seen, I think it was a Babylon Bee headline, something to the effect that Norm MacDonald is wondering, where is OJ? Norm wondering this as he is camped out at the pearly gates. And he's wondering, so OJ's dead? Where is he? I don't. Is it too soon? Couple of messages here. Oh, hang on a second. Before I get to the messages on OJ. On April 21st at 6 o'clock in the evening, the Independence Fund, as well as honored guests, plus Gary Sinise and the Lieutenant Dan Band, featuring senior members of the government, military, and private sectors, more than 1,500 first responders and veterans are all going to be in attendance and will all be joined by celebrities and VIPs to honor Wounded Heroes Day. It is a celebration in the Queen City, and they're going to light up the skyline here in Charlotte with red, white, and blue for the fourth annual Wounded Heroes Day, honoring Sergeant Michael Verardo and North Carolina's bravest. There's a concert. So Gary Sinise, Lieutenant Dan from Forrest Gump, the actor, he's got a band. It's called the Lieutenant Dan Band. Sunday, April 21st, 6 o'clock, it's going to be at the Revelry, this big event. And so if you would like to, oh, darn it. Well, there's a link here, and I don't have the actual link because it's like a, you know, like when they change the link from the URL, from the domain name, whatever, they change the address. And it just says the Independence Fund. So you can Google that. The Independence Fund, Wounded Heroes Day. I will get more information on this and bring it to you. But it's at the Revelry, 701 Keswick Avenue. Again, that's April 21st at 6 p.m. It's a Sunday. And I'll get you the actual, because I believe it's just open. I think you just they want you to register for it. All right, so a couple of messages here. This is from LLP 18201155. He says, the thing I find the most disturbing out of all of this is how a guy who is primarily known for sleeping on a couch and saying, I don't know, managed a net worth of $2 million. That's Cato Kalin. I never understood this. Like, I don't understand this thing where people out in Hollywood, they have just random like house guests that live in their home or in one of the attached dwellings or something on their property. You know, they live in a building on their property and they're just there. I don't get it. Let me see here. There's a couple of emails here. Terry suggests we could rename, right, because the bridge in Baltimore, the Francis Scott Key Bridge, they're like, oh, you can't rename it that because, you know, racism, whatever. So can't rename it that, so they're going to have to come up with a different name for the bridge. So how about the O.J. Simpson Memorial Bridge? And when it opens, Terry suggests we could do like a procession of white Broncos that just kind of very slowly drive across the... Dennis says, one of the funny things I thought about the OJ trial was since it took so long, people were getting furious over the fact that the trial kicked off their favorite soap operas every day. I actually made a t-shirt that said, I ran into OJ, and then I shredded it up with a pair of scissors. I wore it a couple times while nightclubbing. It was a good conversation piece. Very nice. Very nice. I ran into OJ. Is the juice worth the squeeze? John asks. OJ is dead. Oh, well, humanity has lost nothing. But now who will search for the real killer? I thought the same thing, John. I thought the same thing. Like, he was the only one looking, right? The only one looking, like Harrison Ford, looking for the one-armed killer, right? There was one other... Oh, yeah, I saw this also. There is hope for humanity in that in the wake of OJ's death, everybody is sharing Norm MacDonald jokes. So that's... Right? We're not lost. Well, it's not lost. We still do know right from wrong as a society, as a people, right? We know what really went down. All right, that'll do it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I could not do the show without your support and the support of the businesses that advertise on the podcast. So if you'd like, please support them too and tell them you heard it here. You can also become a patron at my Patreon page or go to thepetecallinershow.com. Again, thank you so much for listening, and don't break anything while I'm gone.